The civilians whisper and laugh nervously as they enter the combat trauma training lab on Fort Drum. Shockingly realistic mannequins on gurneys have grisly limb amputations, and the stumps of their legs spout fake blood onto the floor. Fort Drum and the Association of the United States Army, AUSA, are hosting A Day in the Life of a Soldier, an event that brings about 100 civilians on post each year to get a realistic look at how soldiers work and train. Lesson number one, Army training aims for realism in ways that can shock outsiders. The real Army medics in the room demonstrate applying tourniquets to the severed limbs. Then they shut off the fake blood to save our clothes, and we're invited to try. Liza Daru, an employee of the Fort Drum Regional Health Planning Organization, looks on.
We want to go high and tight, so like up in here, there, the artery runs along like the venom. There. Pick it up, and then just crank it down.
Daru is trained as a nurse, so I ask her how this compares to civilian trauma treatment.
I think this tourniquet tool is a very wonderful tool. It's very much more effective than even what's used in the hospitals right now. And these movement mannequins, that's great for training.
But the training is uncomfortable for other civilians, who giggle nervously during the exercise. It's easy to imagine one of the real medics in the room desperately trying to keep one of his buddies from bleeding out on the battlefield. And then, quick change, it's time for lunch, and bonding over the dreaded MRE, meals ready to eat. Sharon Addison, Watertown city manager, gamely tears open her meal with her teeth.
I had chicken and feta and tomatoes, and I've got veggie crackers with cheese. I've got some M&Ms here. It was good. It was pretty tasty.
From survival on the battlefield to field rations, this day is about reestablishing a connection between civilians and service members that many say has been lost since the inception of the all-volunteer military.
When that occurred, less and less of the American citizenry had an opportunity to interface with soldiers.
That's Mike Plummer, the organizer of the Day in the Life of a Soldier program and a retired 10th Mountain Division commander. He says these days, less than 1% of Americans will ever serve in the armed forces.
So there's a distance between what soldiers do on a day-to-day basis and the knowledge of the community of what they do.
Plummer says it's important to narrow that gap to better inform civilian decision-making on military issues, especially in a base community like Watertown. Next stop, weapons training, with what are basically high-tech video games.
Everybody locked and loaded? Ready to rock and roll?
Sergeant Jared Malcolm's scratchy voice is a dead giveaway that he's a drill instructor. He has us pick up modified M4s and other weapons and prepare for an on-screen battle.
All right, here they come.
Here they come! Shoot them! Let's go! Come on, they're coming to kill us!
So, how many hours a day do you spend screaming?
I spend a lot of hours a day screaming. But I have been screaming all day in order to put a little extra feel of the combat stress that I try to add upon my soldiers when I put them through this kind of training, because there's no way of simulating bullets coming at you, so the only thing you can do is yell at them, put a little stress on them.
At the end of the day, a half dozen soldiers and civilians hang out in the simulation center. The civilians seem more at ease with the soldiers, and the soldiers seem glad that the civilians have taken an interest in what they do.
Y'all enjoy the MREs? I heard some people didn't like, you know, love that Mexican rifle.
We heard the chicken pesto sucks.
I find Liza Daru, the nurse I talked to at the tourniquet exercise.
Now, you know, I feel like I'm more a part of what Fort Drum is, having after done this, versus, you know, we're always trying to include them in the community, but it's nice for them to invite all of us here to see what they do.
Daru says the experience will help her be a better neighbor to the 20,000 soldiers who call the North Country home. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards at Fort Drum.